Social expectation drowns us all inside. What you have should be what I want, 'cause what I have just ain't alright. The clothes I wear, the way I comb my hair, how I live, oh, I don't care.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulihil kareem. Alhamdulillahi ala kulli hal. Wa na'udhu billahi min hali ahli an-nar. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik ala rasulik sayyidina wa shafi'ina wa maulana Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin. Subhanaka la ilma lana illa ma 'allamtana innaka antal alimul hakim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wahlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. Rabbana yassir wa la tu'assir wa tammim bil khair wa bika nasta'in ya fattah. Allahumma ij'alna du'atan ilayka wa ila rasulik. Allahumma faqihna fid din wa 'allimna al-Qur'an al-Hakim. Rabbana zidna ilma. Allahumma aghnina bil ilm wa zayyinna bil hilm wa akrimna bit taqwa wa jammilna bil afiyah. Rabbana atmim lana nurana waghfir lana innaka ala kulli shay'in qadir. Amma ba'd. The nisbah with Allah, the development of a special connection between the abd, between the servant and his lord, is known as the nisbah ma'allah. It's the special connection between the servant and his lord is known as the nisbah ma'allah. The term special connection refers to the state of ignorance being eradicated and attainment of Allah's protection from sins. Allah's protection from sins. Jahalat being eradicated. Such a state is only possible once the ego or the nafsul ammara has been erased and converted into complete submission, or it has become nafsul mutma'inna. Defining the nisbah, Hazrat Shah Waliullah Rahmatullah alayhi wa nawwarallahu marqadahu wa nafa'ana bi ulumihim ameen, in his book Al-Qawlul Jameel, defines nisbah as the end and the crux of all orders of the mashayikh, is a special state, a special hall of the inner self known as the nisbah. The same nisbah is also referred to as sakina or nur. Huwa alladhi anzala as-sakinata fi qulubil mu'minin. Hazrat Thanawi rahmatullah alayhi describes the nisbah as, the literal meaning of the word nisbah is connection or relationship. Its relative meaning in tasawwuf is the special relationship with Haqq Ta'ala of complete submission and heedfulness, and the special relation of Haqq Ta'ala with his servant of acceptance and pleasure, as a sincere beloved and submissive lover. Thus, it is evident that the special relationship of a person with Allah Ta'ala is known as the nisbah. The stronger this relationship becomes, the stronger the radiance and the nur of the nisbah. Every Muslim shares a generic relationship with Allah Ta'ala From since the time of the world of the souls, alastu bi rabbikum. But the nisbah is the result of a special divine connection with Allah. As Mawlana Rum alayhi rahma writes, Allah Ta'ala has this special relation with some of his servants, not with all of them. This special nisbah is with some of his servants, the nature of which can neither be described nor based upon anything else, but it has to be experienced. The actuality of the nisbah. Before analyzing the reality of the nisbah, it is necessary to understand that Allah Ta'ala has designed the human being such that if he acts upon something continuously, it becomes an addictive habit to the extent that shedding it later on seems difficult. To detail this further, some examples from daily life are given. Example number one. It is quite evident that someone who does not have the habit of praying becomes unpleased when asked to pray, as if a burden. Conversely, the same prayer is very easy for someone in the habit of praying. Moreover, if he misses his prayer for any reason, he remains uneasy till he is able to offer it. Example number two. Some people have the habit of staying clean at all times. They remain in a state of cleanliness through taking a bath, wearing clean clothes, avoiding the smallest stain. This habit of cleanliness becomes so engraved within them that if for a single day they are not able to take a bath owing to circumstances or something else against the norms of cleanliness occurs, then they experience headaches. However, the same situation would not be so dire for other people. Some people are in the habit of eating something specific as part of their daily diet. For some, this might be tea, while for some, this might be Coca-Cola or ice cream. And this habit seems to pervade their lives to the extent that even if they are offered something of higher edible quality, their day remains incomplete without the item of their choice. All these examples point to the fact that any state that completely penetrates the human being eventually becomes an attribute and quality. Similarly, when a person strives to attain the connection and pleasure of Allah and then subjects himself to constant submission and remembrance of Him, eventually the state permeates him to the extent that to remember Allah becomes an attribute and quality of his heart now and the desire of his soul. For such a person to disobey Allah Ta'ala or to even think of it becomes impossible. He goes from the state of nafsul ammara, the egoistic, low, base state, to the state, to being of nafsul ammara. He goes from that nafsul ammara to an nafsul mutma'inna, the submissive nafs, the submissive, tranquil, peaceful nafs. Allah Ta'ala showers His special radiance and sakina on such souls, and Allah Ta'ala takes them into special protection from sins. This entire state is called nisbah. It is worthy analyzing the fact that if the inner self, when addicted to simple habits of life, cannot think of leaving them, then what of the soul, that ruh, that becomes addicted to special showers of mercy and radiance from Allah Ta'ala? Thus, Hazrat Shah Waliullah Muhaddis al-Dihlawi Rahmatullah Alayh, Shah Waliullah, details the actuality or the composition of the nisbah as: the actuality of the nisbah is that a special state permeates the soul that produces a special magnificence within it and develops tacts of extracting information, knowledge from the spiritual realm. Hazrat Thanwi, Rahmatullah alayhi, states, the actuality of the nisbah is that the servant shares a relationship of love with Allah Ta'ala, and Allah a relationship of pleasure with his servant. In a nutshell, the attainment of completion within litany and compliance is one nisbah between the servant and his Lord. The outcome of this is the special pleasure of Allah Ta'ala and his complete endorsement of the servant. This is the nisbah between Allah, the Lord, and his servant. When the mashayikh use the word nisbah, it refers to both these states. The meaning of complete endorsement. The complete of endorsement of Allah Ta'ala refers to complete pleasure of Allah, rather than a momentary state. For example, an ordinary person sins and does some virtuous deeds as well. It's a mixture, sometimes sins, sometimes virtuous deeds. As for the ordinary, normal person. The sins cause displeasure from Allah Ta'ala, and the virtuous actions are a source of Allah's pleasure. The pleasure and displeasure are both varying and momentary states that this person faces because of the varying nature of his actions. However, complete pleasure is granted to the soul, to the ruh, that has passed through the stages of purifying his soul and heart of all carnal desires. Such a person comes into the special protection of Allah Ta'ala, and such a person is now known as Sahibul Nisba, or one who bears the light of Nisba in his heart. Eradicating a common misgiving. A common misgiving is that the possibility of sinning exists even after the attainment of complete pleasure, and as a matter of fact, one does fall into error. Then what does the term complete pleasure imply? Following are some examples to clarify this doubt. Example 1. Even the strongest ties between two friends do not mean that there will never be minute disagreements. The disagreements can arise, but the underlying bond of friendship always exists. Similarly, a sahibun nisbah can err, but he immediately reverts from his mistake and repents, and thus his relationship with Allah Ta'ala remains intact. Example 2. Complete health does not mean that a person would never suffer fever or flu again. Not abstaining from unhealthy practices might result in minute symptoms, but basic medicine will cure it immediately. Example 3. Students who obtain religious knowledge are referred to as ulama at the end of their educational course. However, it does not imply that they will be perfect in teaching every single book without any hesitance at all at some point. Rather, that they possess the ability to work around such problems through focus and concentration. The signs of the nisbah, the alamat. The sign of being sahibun nisbah is that the company, the suhbah, company of such a person, nurtures love for the hereafter and hate for worldly desires, while pious people and scholars enter into his company more than people with ordinary lives. It is important to note that some ignorant people hold the nisbah to be an amalgam of certain states that can exist within impious people as well, because these states are related to practicing excessive self-restraint and exercises to increase the willpower. Anyone can attain them, but do not mistake this with nisbah. Evidence of the nisbah. Evidence number 1. Allah Ta'ala states regarding the noble companions of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that radiyallahu anhum wa radu an, Allah became pleased with them and they became well pleased with Allah. This verse is confirmation that, and this verse is a tribute to the nisbah between Sahaba and Allah Ta'ala. Thus, there do exist examples of people who have earned the complete pleasure of Allah in their lives. Evidence too. Allah Ta'ala states in the Holy Quran, Ya ayyatuhan nafsul mutmainna irji'i ila rabbiki radiyatan marziyah. O contented soul, O nafs mutmainna, return unto your Lord, pleased with Him and He well pleased with you. Suratul Fajr. The term and nafsul mutmainna, contented soul, implies such that has been rid of evil desires and ambitions, and such a person is the bearer of the divine light of the nisbah. Such a soul is being given the glad tidings of eternal pleasure from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Evidence 3. Allah ta'ala states, Inna ibadi laysa laka alayhim sultan. Verily my ibad, my servants, you, O shaitan, cannot possess any control over them. This verse points to the fact that there are some people who through firm adherence to the Sharia attain a level where the shaitan cannot indulge them into any sin that is unforgivable. The words, my servants, inna ibadi, is an obvious testament to this type of nisbah. Evidence number 4. Another verse of the Quran implies, فَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بِالطَّاغُوتِ وَيُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ فَقَدْ اسْتَمْسَكَ بِالْعُرْوَةِ الْوُثْقَى لَا انْفِصَامَ لَهَا. Thus whoever falsified shaitan and believed in Allah, verily he took hold of a very strong hand, a very strong handhold that will never ever break and never ever perish. فَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بِالطَّاغُوتِ, anyone who disbelieves in the Taghut and the Shaitan. وَيُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ, and believes in Allah. فَقَدْ اسْتَمْسَكَ, he has held on firmly. بِالْعُرْوَةِ الْوُثْقَى, a firm grip, a firm handhold. لَنْ فِصَامَ لَهَا, for which there is no breakage. This verse is a testament to the fact that once a nisbah with Allah Ta'ala has been established, it never breaks and its bearer enters into a stronghold. فَقَدْ اسْتَمْسَكَ بِالْعُرْوَةِ الْوُثْقَى لَنْ فِصَامَ لَهَا. Once a person, a nisbah with Allah Ta'ala has been established, it never breaks and its bearer enters into a stronghold. Evidence 5. Allah Ta'ala states in a hadith Qudsi, my servant, through optional worship, becomes so near to me that I become the ears that he listens with. I become the eyes that he watches with. I become the tongue that he speaks with. I become the hands that he works with, I become the feet that he walks with. Mishkat. It means that all his limbs act in accordance with the pleasure of Allah. And not only that, it becomes evident that the servant can draw so near to his Lord that his vision, hearing, speaking, walking, etc., all become guided. They become guided by Allah. Guided by Allah. Hearing, vision, speaking, walking. This is another evidence of the relationship of nisbah. Evidence 6. A hadith has it that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated, ما سب الله في صدري إلا وقد سببته في صدري أبي بكر ما سب الله في صدري إلا وقد سببته في صدري أبي بكر All that Allah had bestowed in my chest, said the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I have bestowed it into Abu Bakr's chest. The Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not state that all the knowledge that Allah ta'ala gave me, I have given it to Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, but rather that whatever Allah had instilled into his chest, he had instilled the same into Abu Bakr's chest radiallahu anhu. The feelings and states that the Prophet's treasuresome chest possessed sallallahu alaihi wasallam had been transferred into Abu Bakr's chest radiallahu ta'ala anhu. The feelings and the ahwal and the states. This is why the scholars, the ulama, have written that the concrete nisbah of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu has been attested to by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself. And this is why his wife states that the reason Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was higher ranking to others in this ummah is not because of his fasting or salat, but rather the intense concern, the intense feeling, the intense fikr, worry and concern in his heart for others. That was deep. This is the evidence of his nisbah with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam transferred onto the chest of Abu Bakr. Ma saballahu fi sadri illa wa qad sababtuhu fi sadri Abi Bakr. The orders of the mashayikh, the nisbah that all the orders of the mashayikh lead towards is the same. However, the paths adopted to reach the destination are different. The companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam attained this nisbah from him in different ways. Consequently, some were inclined towards salat, while some would spiritually progress through Quran tilawat, while some would prefer alms and sadaqah, charity. Some would prefer remembering death as a means of internal progress. Deducing from this, it is obvious that the nisbahs of the companions would emanate as different shades of the same color. The tabi'een obtained this nisbah from the noble companions, while those who came after the tabi'een, the tabi'ut tabi'een, obtained it from them. Thus, this chain developed, and over time, four orders or salasil became more known than others. One, Naqshbandi, Chishti, Qadri, and Suharwardi. Although there are other cliques of tasawuf, however, these four came to be widely accepted. Naqshbandi, Chishti, Qadri, Suharwardi. To understand the differences between the different orders of the nisbah, the following is an example. During the Hajj, everyone has to reach the Haram in Mecca. However, the modus operandi, adapted to reach the destination is different. While some arrive by air, for some it is sea, while some simply drive from a nearing city to Mecca. Thus, all the orders of the mashayikh lead to the same light of nisbah and love of God, but the types of litanies and zikrs and azkar and struggles against the carnal desires are different. So here comes the famous question that people say, is it necessary to enter one of these orders in order to obtain the nisbah? And to take bayah and to enter one of these orders, is it necessary? Very famous question. Answer. To obtain the nisbah rests on constant remembrance of Allah, constant zikr, and firm adherence to the sharia. Firm adherence to the sharia. Never forget the sharia. For nurturing this habit,
the Honorable Mashayikh have clearly laid down certain paths. Although the Nisba can be obtained without embarking on those paths, yes, it is agreed that the Nisba, the connection with Allah, can be obtained without embarking on those paths. But it is an extremely arduous, difficult task that is not within the capability of everyone. A journey that is long and full of traps. Wow, this is really a long journey and full of traps. Laid down by the shaitan and carnal pleasures makes it extremely unsafe to embark upon this journey without a guide. Very unsafe. The chances of faltering away from the path are much greater than that of reaching the end and destination. Plus, those paths that have produced thousands of awliya or friends of Allah across centuries are sure to work. It is no intelligence to leave a clearly defined path for a mistakable one. The benefits of Nisbah with Allah Ta'ala, promise of Jannah. Allah Ta'ala states in the Holy Quran, Ya ayyatuhan nafsul mutmainna irji'i ila rabbiki radiyatan mardiyyan fadkhuli fi ibadi wadkhuli jannati. O contented, peaceful nafs and soul, return unto your Lord, pleased with him and he pleased with you. Enter then amongst my servants and enter into my Jannah. Contented souls are those virtuous ones that have purified themselves of all evil carnal desires. At the time of death, when the servant of Allah is about to die, at the time of death, these special servants of Allah are honored by the above mentioned glad tidings that they hear this at the time of death. Ya ayyatuhan nafsul mutmainna irji'i ila rabbiki radiyatan mardiyya. They are honored by the glad tidings, just as a guest is welcomed into the house. And on the day of Qiyamah, they will hear, Fadkhuli fi ibadi. Enter amongst my faithful servants. Enter amongst them. Be with them. Fadkhuli jannati. Enter into my Jannah. Just as a guest is welcomed into the house, the bearers of the Nisbah are welcomed by Allah Ta'ala at the time of death and on the day of Qiyamah. The proximity, the qurb of Allah, the greatest reward. When Allah Ta'ala is pleased with one of his servants, he bestows upon the servant the biggest gift of his, which is proximity, closeness, called qurb-e ilahi, nearness to Allah. The glorious Quran bears witness to this. When Fir'aun, the mighty Pharaoh, call his magicians to compete against Hazrat Musa, ala nabiyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam. The magicians ask him what their reward would be for participating in a royal competition. To this, Fir'aun said, innaka lamin al muqarrabin. Verily, you shall be amongst those who are close to me. Thus it is known that the greatest reward of all is to be joined amongst those close to the king. And Allah is the king of all kings. What about closeness to him? What exactly does being near imply? What does it mean? Qurb-e ilahi. What does it imply? A hadith states, Man kana lillah, whoever is for Allah, kana Allahu lahu, Allah is for him. Our principal, our sheikh, Maulana Abu Saud from Bangalore, Bari Hazrat, used to always quote this hadith for us throughout our days of learning in Bangalore, always used to quote this hadith. Man kana lillah, whoever is for Allah, kana Allahu lahu, then Allah is for him. Which means, whoever submits himself to Allah, Allah grants himself to that servant. Wow. Whoever submits himself to Allah, and he is for Allah, submitting himself for Allah, Allah grants himself to that servant. Kana Allahu lahu. Explanation some more. Whenever a student of tasawwuf struggles, mujahada, struggles against his inner self, and he purifies himself from all other than Allah, everything else besides Allah, then he becomes a manifestation of man kana lillah, whoever is for Allah, whoever submits himself to Allah, he is a manifestation of that because of his struggling against his inner self and purifying himself. And when he is granted now the divine light of Nisbah, when he is granted the divine nur of Nisbah in his heart, he now becomes a manifestation of Kana Allahu lahu, Allah is for him. Allah grants himself. Look at an example which occurred. The historians have recorded an incident which took place in the days of Islam, in the days of the Khilafat, and the days of our Islamic rulers. There was once an emperor, a king, named Subuktujin. The emperor Subuktujin had several wives, but he had extraordinary affection for one of them, special affection. Once his wives said, "O emperor, we are higher in terms of intellect and beauty. We are higher in terms of intellect and beauty, and yet you possess more affection for her. Why her? Why is this the case?" He said, "I shall reply soon." Time passed, and this incident was forgotten. Once, sitting in the courtyard, the emperor called his wives and told them that he was in a very good mood and thus wanted to give them royal gifts, which made the wives extremely happy. Thus the gifts were laid out before them. The emperor said, "The moment I instruct you, run and put your hand on the gift of your choice, and it shall be yours." Each of them set their eyes upon the gift of her choice. Some devoured diamond, some emerald, etc. Upon the emperor's signal, each of them ran and picked out her gift, except for the one he had special affection for. She did not run and go anywhere. Seeing this, the wives started mocking and laughing and said, "O emperor, we told you she was a fool, and today it became obvious." Seeing this, the emperor asked her, "O wife, what caused you to stay back and not choose anything when all of them desired all these things and ran for it?" She replied, "O emperor, did you not say that we could have anything we lay our hands on?" He replied affirmatively, to which she walked over to him and placed her hand on his shoulder and said, "If I have the king, I can have all the treasures I desire." At this, Subuktujin said to his other wives, this intellect and love is the reason for my affection for her. Thus, if a woman can win the heart of the emperor and thus have access to all the treasures she desires, the pious saints, the pious awliya, who perceive the proximity and nearness of Allah Ta'ala, they can do the same. Consequently, they strive to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The blessings of the name of Allah. It is worthy analyzing. Look how ajeeb and strange this is. Amazing. That usually the Urdu alphabet, even Arabic alphabet, ba, when you write ba in Arabic, the ba is always lying down. It's always written in a manner as if it is lying down, ba. And the letter alif, alif, is written propped up. Strange enough, the alphabet ba, which is written reclined, lying down, when that ba is connected to the name of Allah, it is written propped up. Look at how Bismillah is written. The ba becomes now propped up, it stands up. For example, in writing the words Bismillah in Arabic, then the ba is now propped up, that alif. In fact, the ba itself, it's long like this. For example, in writing the words Bismillah in Arabic, the ba is made to stand up, to extend upwards. Thus, it is worth noting that if the alphabet ba shares an association with Allah's name and it causes it to stand from reclining, then, O believer, ya mu'min, why can't the same happen to your life and cause it to soar upwards when you develop a connection with Allah's name? When Allah's name possesses so many blessings, when Allah's name, فَتَبَارَكَ اسْمُ رَبِّكَ ذُو الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ, Allah's name possesses so many blessings, what about the connection with Allah Ta'ala himself? As we close, an astonishing fact. The scholars have written a novel decree of the Sharia that if a person, if killed while defending his wealth against thieves, is considered a martyr. A hadith states that man kutila duna mali fahuwa shaheed. Whoever is martyred owing to protecting his assets is a martyr. Hadith of Tirmidhi. What makes difficult to understand is that the wealth of this world is not considered something very precious in deen. And it has been said that in the eyes of Allah, the world is not even as valuable as the wing of a mosquito. Similarly, another decree states that if someone is praying while his food is being prepared close to him and he realizes that his food will be burnt and become inedible, he should leave his prayer and attend to the food first. This is the fiqh on that, the masala on it. One thinks that on one hand there is Allah Ta'ala's worship and on the other hand there is simple food, but the person is required to attend to it first rather than prayer. A student might ponder over the fact that the person was not fighting on a battlefield to exalt Islam, so why should he be given the status of a martyr? It was simple worldly assets. The honorable scholars of jurisprudence, the fuqaha, answer this query by indicating that the hadith holds the word his wealth, malihi, malihi, protecting his wealth, which implies the association, the nisbat, and the connection of the wealth to a mu'min, to a believer. And thus the wealth now shares a relationship with the believer. Wealth of a believer, his wealth. Consequently, if a believer dies while protecting the believer's wealth, then his abode is heaven and his rank a martyr. All these facts point to the dire need, the great need for developing our relationship with Allah Ta'ala and earning His pleasure. We'll continue next week, inshallah.
Social expectation drowns us all inside. What you have should be what I want, 'cause what I have just ain't alright. The clothes I wear, the way I comb my hair, how I live, oh, I don't